Welcome back to the Public Lands Podcast. My name is Dave Dahl, and I am this week's guest reporter, editor, and producer. Today we are meeting with Jack Lee, a young and passionate park ranger and firefighter from Queensland, Australia. Queensland, Australia is the northeast corner of Australia. Banking its entire coastline is the Great Barrier Reef, submerged in the Coral Sea, remarked as one of the seven natural wonders of the world. Yet there is more to Queensland than its semi-aquatic neighbor. Jack works within the Springbrook National Park, a piece of Queensland known for its beautiful landscapes and diverse environments. Thank you for coming on the show, Jack.
Yeah, cheers.
While Springbrook National Park is named as a national park, Australian national parks work differently in Australia than they do in America. Is that correct?
With us, it's by state rather than national parks. So I work with Queensland Parks and Wildlife. So that's QPWS.
How long have you been working with Queensland Parks and Wildlife?
I began working since January 2019, and I volunteered until my first contract in April, which was full-time work until mid-May. And I continued to volunteer once a week after that and secured a second contract in July, which is current and running until the 29th of November.
What are some of the duties of a parks ranger within your parks?
So we've got a variety of roles. So we work in a mountainous rainforest national park just outside a major city. So we have a very high amount of visitors come through, probably one of the most in Queensland. So we must dedicate a lot of time to the maintenance of the assets and cleaning up after the visitors. We're jacks of all trades. So we weld, we sand and oil stuff, use wood and metalworking, and whatever resourcefulness we can to repair, construct, and maintain assets. We're a pretty limited budget. We have a pretty limited budget, so we need to be pretty creative and resourceful in our problem solving. But we also deal with compliance, which is writing tickets for legal tour guide operators, dog walkers, and people who are taking flora or fauna from the park. In Australia, we deal with three main pieces of legislation, which gives us power to enforce the law. So the Nature Conservation Act 1992, Marine Parks Act 2004, and the Forestry Act 1959. We also deal with community engagement. Our national park takes up most of a rural suburb with a unique hippie culture. Many are very green in their political ideology, so they're pretty anti-government and pretty vocal. We listen to their concerns, and as I'm just a field officer and have no real say, I just report it up to the chain of command. We also redirect visitors, help them with queries, and rarely we perform extractions when they're injured, which is going down the track and carrying them out pretty much. Or we advise emergency services like SES or rural fire brigades or ambulance or police on how to get to them. We're occasionally engaging with local volunteer groups, the city council, and paid contractors as well.
What do you consider as some of the most important duties when servicing the parks?
Our biggest thing in most national parks is probably managing wildfire. Well, not the biggest thing, probably the most important thing is managing wildfire, hazard reduction burns or cool burns, and working with fire management units just to make sure that we minimise the amount of land that's lost to fire and the amount of properties and lives and wildlife and things like that. The ranger in charge of my national park is also the district fire warden, which I'm not too sure much about the role of a fire warden, but I think they dictate what fire risk we have for that area and also when there's fire bans, so people can't light campfires and things like that, because it's too risky. So parks conducts burns to minimize future wildfires. So we just burn a whole heap of fuel in the area, like leaves and dead trees and things like that, just so when a wildfire does actually come through, it won't actually go past the area that we've already burned. It will be contained. You know, sometimes we'll even travel interstate and to other national parks and forests to assist with their wildfires. And I've heard of New Zealand rangers assisting on our fires and would assume we do the same for them. So international firefighting is rare, but something that does happen. We have two fire units, a Toyota Land Cruiser and a Mercedes G-Wagon. and both of them together would have about 700 liters of water. You know, of course, we can pump from the creek or water if we need to get more water. We also do track work, which can mean re-establishing a track, cutting back overgrowth, chainsawing fallen trees, moving rock falls, filling hazardous track with road base, or re-establishing handrails, clearing drains so water can get off the track, and removing any hazards. We also do a bit of work with the Indigenous, not so much in my area, as there's not much of an Indigenous population, but there is cultural significant areas to the Native people. So we just make sure people aren't climbing and disrespecting the area. But yeah, there's not a lot of that in my national park, so I couldn't tell you much about the Indigenous work that we do.
Well, there's definitely a lot of work and dedication that's necessary, it seems. What brought you to work with nature so intimately?
So I'm pretty passionate about the conservation of natural areas, you know, vulnerable flora and fauna. Earth is pretty much being pillaged at the moment. We've been mismanaging natural resources for a very long time. You know, slowly we're becoming more aware of the consequences of our actions, though. We're actually starting to see just how bad it is. Being a park ranger isn't going to save the world, though. However, it's the best job for me right now to take any form of change in the local environment and develop the skills I need to make more change more effectively. Also, doing the work we do is very fun and unique.
Well, I definitely say that you're very environmentally conscious and certainly doing more than the average person would be. What do you find satisfying about your job?
We get to learn a lot of skills across many different spectrums, like what other job has you learned plant identification and how to weld? So being a ranger teaches self-reliance and ingenuity. I also enjoy weeding and revegetation. So a lot of land was cleared in our national park was cleared for paddocks, which are now reclaimed by the government or abandoned. So they're just open fields with weeds in them. Working on desecrated land with the hope of restoring it to what it once was brings me hope and satisfaction that we can make a decent sized difference.
It must be so invigorating to see nature being rejuvenated like that by the work of your own hands.
100%.
Are there any other parks or environments you aspire to work in the future?
You can probably tell from my voice, I'm pretty young. I'm only 22. So I've only worked in one national park. I'd really like to go out into the Northern Territory, which is pretty much almost completely desert and very hot, very dangerous landscape. It'd be awesome to put a few hairs on my chest because you'd learn so much out there. Northern Territory would be an awesome place to work in Australia.
Are there any places within Springbrook that you find particularly beautiful?
There's a 17-kilometer track, which is probably our largest track. Down the very bottom, it's a mountain that sort of goes into a valley. So you walk down the mountain and you go into the valley, and at the very middle of the circuit, there's a meeting of the waters type place where all the creeks have come together. And yeah, it's a pretty special place, particularly when it's raining. Probably don't want to be outdoors when it's raining, but you get to see the rainforest as a rainforest, and you get to see so much mist, and it's just a very natural area.
I suppose that the secluded nature of it allows for a refuge to just stand in awe of nature and, yeah, as you say, watch a rainforest be a rainforest.
Yeah, that's right.
Are there any environmental issues that your park experiences?
Yeah, so hopefully this one doesn't compromise me too much, but a giant corporation, probably one of the biggest in the world, mines water in our national park. Not in our national park, just in the surrounding areas where, you know, where our water comes from is being pumped heavily by this corporation, a giant soft drink corporation that sells bottled water. You know, it's really taking its impact on the rest of the park, and a lot of the locals do protest it. Unfortunately, we as rangers don't have much to do with it, and there's not much we can do, but as private citizens we're able to, you know, write to our members of parliament and things like that. But yeah, that's probably the biggest thing is water mismanagement, which is rampant through the entire country. You've probably even heard about it all the way in America about all the mismanagement of water that's been happening and widespread drought where there shouldn't even be drought. As a consequence of that, the wildfires have been terrible, and this fire season has been terrible when it's only been 3 weeks or 4 weeks into it. So the biggest is probably water, but we've also got a lot of invasive species, both plant and mammals, that, you know, we aren't able to dedicate enough resources to for one reason or another.
Do you have any suggestions for people who would like to follow a path like yours in conservation?
I'd probably just suggest showing your passion and dedication, being humble enough to learn from anyone you can. It's different for every country on how to get into conservation work. Australia, an unexpected one, is through the Rural Fire Service, which is fairly easy to join up to. And, you know, they provide a lot of training, and the National Park Service deals a lot with fires. So it was a very important thing for me to get into, to be able to get into national parks.
Is there anywhere people can find more information on the nature of Queensland?
So Queensland, I'm not sure about every other state. I know that New South Wales doesn't, because I tried looking up through national parks there. But in Queensland, we have a fantastic resource. For instance, if you wanted to know the reptiles in our park, you could type in reptiles national park name list, and it'll come up with a list of their biological names and whether they're invasive or native. So you can do that with plants, fungus, whatever you wanted, and it is really just every single one that's in the national park. I've got no idea who they had to do it, or how long it's been around, but it's really an amazing resource that Queensland Parks has. I find it a fantastic resource for learning. And another one that is probably the most helpful for me is the subreddit Australian Plants, I think it's called. And, you know, if you're unsure of a plant, you take a photo, you post it, and there's also another subreddit, What Is This Plant? And both of those intermountably helpful, because you'll probably get a reply within a day of the correct genus and species.
Surely thorough government resources and dedicated communities can certainly be a bountiful source of information. And just one more question to send us off. How do you believe the average person can most impactfully preserve the environment?
Sadly, one of the biggest ways to change is actually by being informed in how you vote, because, you know, the environmental policies are probably the most important at this day and age, because we're in the most crucial time, I believe, for the environment. It's now we're either going to make or break the next 50 years.
Well, Jack, thank you for taking time out of your day to allow me to interview you, and thank you so much for informing me and the listeners of the Public Lands Podcast about the nature of Queensland.
Yeah, all right. Good luck with it, and let me know how you go.
Well, that's it for this week's podcast. Thanks for listening. This has been Dave Dahl, your guest reporter, editor, and producer. Please download and listen next week. But meanwhile, we hope that you get out to enjoy a public park, lake, stream, refuge, or beach near you.